Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a recent shift in your work or study routine. The topic, describe a recent shift in your work or study routine, is increasingly common in IELTS speaking tests. As workplaces and educational institutions adapt to global changes, examiners are keen to assess candidates' ability to articulate these transitions. Let's explore how to excel in this topic across all parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about your work or study routine. Here are some potential questions and model answers. Q. Have you made any changes to your work-study routine recently? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I have. Recently, I've started working from home 2 days a week. It's been quite an adjustment, but I'm getting used to it. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. I've undergone a significant transformation in my work routine lately. My company has implemented a hybrid model, allowing us to work remotely for part of the week. This shift has revolutionized my approach to time management and work-life balance. Q. How has technology affected your work or study habits? Band 6-7 answer. Technology has had a big impact. I use my laptop more now, and I've started using some new apps for organizing my work. Band 8-9 answer. Technology has been instrumental in reshaping my work habits. I've embraced various digital tools, such as project management software and virtual collaboration platforms, which have dramatically enhanced my productivity and streamlined communication with colleagues. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a recent shift in your work or study routine. You should say what the change was, why you made this change, how it has affected your life, whether you think this change is positive or negative, and explain how you adapted to this change. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a significant shift in my work routine that occurred about 6 months ago. Our company transitioned to a hybrid work model, allowing employees to work from home for 3 days a week and come to the office for the remaining 2 days. This change was initiated by our management in response to the global pandemic and the evolving preferences of employees. They recognized the need for greater flexibility and work-life balance while still maintaining some face-to-face interaction for collaboration and team building. The impact on my life has been profound. I've experienced a remarkable improvement in my work-life balance. The time I used to spend commuting is now channeled into more productive activities, such as exercise or personal development. I've also noticed an uptick in my productivity, especially when working on tasks that require deep focus. In my opinion, this change has been overwhelmingly positive. It has allowed me to tailor my work environment to my personal preferences, resulting in increased job satisfaction and overall well-being. The flexibility has also enabled me to better manage personal commitments without compromising my work performance. Adapting to this change required some strategic adjustments. I established a dedicated workspace at home to maintain a clear boundary between work and personal life. I also invested in ergonomic furniture and high-speed internet to ensure a comfortable and efficient work setup. To stay connected with my team, I embraced various digital collaboration tools and made a conscious effort to maintain regular virtual check-ins. Moreover, I developed a structured routine for my work-from-home days, including scheduled breaks and a defined end time, to avoid the pitfall of overworking. For office days, I prioritize collaborative tasks and face-to-face meetings to maximize the benefits of in-person interaction. This shift has not only improved my professional life, but has also contributed to my personal growth. It has taught me to be more adaptable, self-disciplined, and proactive in managing my time and responsibilities. Examiner's follow-up questions. Do you think this kind of flexible working arrangement will become more common in the future? What challenges do you think companies might face when implementing hybrid work models? Sample answer, Band 8-9. I firmly believe that flexible working arrangements, particularly hybrid models, will become increasingly prevalent in the future. This trend is driven by several factors, including advancements in technology, changing employee expectations, and the proven success of remote work during recent global events. Companies are likely to face several challenges when implementing hybrid work models. One significant hurdle could be maintaining team cohesion and company culture when employees are not physically present all the time. There's also the challenge of ensuring equitable treatment between remote and in-office workers, particularly in terms of career advancement opportunities. Additionally, companies might struggle with cybersecurity concerns, as sensitive information is accessed from various locations. There's also the potential for communication breakdowns or reduced spontaneous collaboration, which often spark innovation in traditional office settings. However, I believe these challenges are not insurmountable. With thoughtful planning, robust digital infrastructure, and a focus on clear communication, companies can successfully navigate these issues and reap the benefits of a more flexible, satisfied, and productive workforce. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Q. How do you think changes in work routines might affect society as a whole? Band 6 to 7. Answer. I think changes in work routines could have big effects on society. More people working from home might mean less traffic and pollution, but it could also mean some businesses in city centers might struggle if there are fewer workers around. Band 8 to 9 answer. The ripple effects of changing work routines on society could be far-reaching and multifaceted. On a positive note, we might see a significant reduction in urban congestion and carbon emissions as fewer people commute daily. This could contribute to improved air quality and potentially slow the pace of climate change. Moreover, these changes could catalyze a shift in urban planning. We might witness a move towards more decentralized city structures. With the development of suburban hubs and the revitalization of smaller towns, as people are no longer tethered to major city centers for work. However, this shift could also present challenges. The reduced footfall in city centers might lead to the decline of supporting businesses, such as cafes, restaurants, and retail outlets that rely on office workers. This could necessitate a reimagining of urban spaces and their purposes. Furthermore, these changes might exacerbate existing social inequalities. While knowledge workers might enjoy increased flexibility, many service and manual labor jobs don't have this option, potentially leading to a widening divide in work-life quality across different sectors of society. In the long term, these shifts could also influence social structures and community bonds. With more time spent in local neighborhoods, we might see a resurgence of local community engagement, but potentially at the cost of broader, more diverse social interactions that often occur in traditional workplaces. Overall, while the changes present both opportunities and challenges, I believe they will ultimately lead to a more flexible, sustainable, and balanced society, provided we address the potential downsides proactively. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Transition, to undergo a process of change. Example, our company transitioned to a hybrid work model last year. Implement, to put into effect. Example, the new policy was implemented to improve work-life balance. Adapt, to adjust to new conditions. Example, I had to adapt quickly to the new remote work environment. Flexibility, noun, flexibilit, the quality of being easily adapted or changed. Example, the new schedule offers greater flexibility for employees. Productivity, noun, the rate at which goods are produced or work is completed. Example, my productivity has increased since I started working from home. Collaborate, verb, to work jointly on an activity or project. Example, we use digital tools to collaborate effectively with remote team members. Hybrid model, noun phrase, hybrid, mall, a combination of different elements or approaches. Example, our company adopted a hybrid model, combining office and remote work. Work-life balance, noun phrase, balance, the division of one's time and focus between working and family or leisure activities. Example, the new routine has significantly improved my work-life balance. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly on topics like changes in work or study routines, use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases relevant to the topic, such as those listed above. Provide detailed responses. Elaborate on your answers with examples and personal experiences. Demonstrate critical thinking. Show your ability to analyze the impacts and implications of changes. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on this topic to improve your ability to discuss it smoothly and confidently. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Incorporate complex sentences and different tenses to showcase your language skills. Stay relevant. Always keep your responses focused on the question asked, using the topic as a springboard for deeper discussion. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Regular practice and exposure to English will help you develop the confidence and skills needed to excel. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.